find that sometimes with old people, you know, who are real old people, and they did, we did a whole thing in bed.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. Oh, come on, I'm talking about 88-year-olds, you know. And anyway, like, I sit in a chair and then they lie there in the bed and they just do the thing. Okay, if somebody had been sick for a while and they still looked, you know, they're okay. But
I'd say they were pale, but I wouldn't know what wan meant.
You'd know that too. How about peaked? Would you know that?
Yeah, that'd be probably... years ago, that would have been my first choice.
Oh, would it?
Yeah. Peaked. Good word.
Good old word.
My mother would have said, you look peaked. Let me see you down.
If you were talking about a person who could lift heavy weights, you'd say that person was really...
strong.
Now, if you were talking about a person who was not really fat exactly, but kind of thick and athletic, you'd say they were...
huskier, broad.
Yeah. Do you ever use the word stout?
Seldom.
Uh-huh.
No, the only thing I use stout is when referring to scaffolding or something. I said, well, is that stout enough to hold?
Oh,
me?
I see. Yeah. Right. Okay. A person who's really easy to get along with, you'd say that person's really...
So they're easy going. Even tempered.
How about a person who is always dropping things or knocking into things? Would you ever call this is something that I'm curious about that you might have been always told not to do, but calling a person a fool, did when you were growing up, was that done?
I've used the word foolish a lot, but I don't ever recall of calling anybody a fool.
Do you was it just not used, or were you told not to?
I felt like it was kind of provocative, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like somebody, if you told me I was foolish, they might not hit you, but if you told me I was a fool, they might hit you, you know.
Now, a person who has plenty of money but never will spend any of it would be called a...
stingy.
Yeah. If...
close.
Oh, close, too. Yeah.
Real close.
Would you ever use the word common in talking about a person?
No, I probably wouldn't, because that sounds...
would that mean...
that sounds like that I'm up here looking down there, you know.
It would not be complimentary, though, you would think of the word.
No. The only way I would use common would be like a common bond or a common understanding or a common friend. But...
if a person said to you that...
common to me... I don't place it as meaning anything derogatory.
Derogatory. If somebody said to you, that woman's really common, now what would you think?
I'd know what they meant, but I wouldn't think it was a good choice of words.
Okay.
I think it'd be too general and it was kind of snooty.
Mm-hmm.
I think anybody calls somebody common is judging them, and I think it's kind of a, they're kind of condescending, you know, in a way.
If you were talking about an old person who can really get around real well for their age, you'd say they were really
agile, or
would you ever use the word spry?
Yeah, spry. Yeah, that's all they use.
Now, if you were, if one of your children had been out later than usual, and you might say, well, you wouldn't say you felt easy, you'd say you felt opposite of easy would be
say uneasy or upset or agitated.
Sometimes children want to have lights
upset.
Problems. Children want to have lights on in their room at night because they're
afraid, scared.
If you were talking about a child, you might say, now she's not scared now, but she...
she was scared.
Or would you,